This is the Wall Street Shuffle.
Thank you, Shane. I love that intro. Gosh, I like hearing my own voice on the radio. That's a pretty good yeehaw, don't you think? I thought that was pretty good. We got to get a bigger gauge caliber gun to do. We need to go out to your ranch and get a 50 caliber and do that. Get some fresh recordings.
Bring that and an excavator, and you can come back.
You're not going to let me hunt on your place till I bring a bulldozer, are you?
Or an excavator. That's right.
What are we building a tank, or what do we need?
Well, I'll show you when we get there.
All right. Well, without any further ado, we've got none other than the one, the only, the Mogambo guru calling in, I believe, from his bunker in, Alaska, right? Mogambo? I didn't want to out you. I didn't want to tell him where you were. So I decided I'd give him a false state, a false flag.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Dan. I appreciate it.
You know, because if spreads on precious metals getting any wider, they're going to come looking for you.
Indeed.
So, I put an order in for silver yesterday, and I said, "When can I expect my order?" And the guy kind of chuckled and said, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe." And he didn't sound too sure. And I said, "Wow, really? It is that?" And you know, before I'd call up and I'd find it. You know, they never know what metals are going to get in inventory. Well, the employees don't, because you know it's like Frost Bank saying, "Oh yeah, the money truck, the Brinks truck is coming at 2:15 on Tuesday. So for all you thieves, come knock us over." So you know, they you know, it's kind of a secret thing, but once the shipment comes in, they know. So I can call up and say, "Hey, you don't have any silver maples? What about some silver philharmonics, or what about this?" And so they'll just tell me yes or no. So I kind of got to go through about three or four different items before they go, "Oh yeah, we got those in stock. All right, I'll take those. When I'll come get them now." And yesterday, I asked, "What about these? Nope. What about these? Nope. When are you going to get them? Don't know." So it is getting tighter and tighter, and the delivery times are harder and harder to find, I guess I should say, and the delivery times are getting longer. So, and the spreads are getting wider. What does that tell you?
The same thing it tells you, Dan. Something weird is going on.
Okay.
Something very, very weird is going on.
So it's not just me. I thought maybe I was being paranoid.
No, we're all against you personally, of course.
Yeah, well, I am paranoid.
genius.
the whole comics thing, that it's such a corrupt bunch of people, and now
well, they're bankers. What do you expect?
Well, you know, they're trying to make them. They're trying to make a dime. Yeah, I can understand they're trying to make some money on this thing, and. But there's always been slime balls in every market all the way through time. And now it's really getting out of hand. I mean, when is the last time you heard that supply and demand were not equilibrated by price? I mean, the price is still low. There's no supply. There's increasing demand, but the price doesn't change. This can't be real. This isn't happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the price of the spread over spot for silver has almost, not quite doubled, but it's come close. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you go try to find silver eagles, it's 20, 25, 30% over spot.
Yeah.
And you know, just 4 months ago, it was maybe, you know, 8-9% over. And so it is, and you could actually get the coins in a couple days. You know, you could put your order, go buy them. I mean, you go get them right away. Now, they're not sure when they're coming. It is extremely hard to find. So, well, let's talk about the central banks for a minute, because everybody thinks we're two black helicopter on the gold. And by the way, you said, everybody had it in for me. Mogambo, you better be nice, or I'm going to give the IRS your phone number, because, you know what they did to the Tea Party? They're going to come after you next. So the Bank of England now has been kind of drooling over the Bank of Japan's monetary policy and movements, and now they look like they're going to try to throw their ring in the hat. My question is, the G7 nations all gave a wink and a nod to Japan, said they weren't going to make a stink about it, and oh, by the way, we give our word that we're not going to peg you know, our currencies to exchange rates. In other words, we're not going to try to manipulate the currency. Yet all the central banks seem to be doing that already. Do you think they will try to accelerate? Do you think the currency wars will accelerate?
I would assume so. Everybody wants their currency to be as weak as possible to help their exports, even though that drives up the cost of imports, which makes inflation go up. So I'm not sure what the hell they're trying to do, but it's going to get weirder and weirder from here, Dan.
Okay, so how if you think that the monetary system is going to get looser, you know, Fed, there's been a lot of talk now about the Fed and Bernanke somehow unwinding this stimulus, pulling back. First of all, I don't know how he can sell bonds because they just have too many of them. What mechanical way could Ben do to unwind it?
You know, that's the thing that's been bothering me all these years. They always talk about that the stimulus will be unwound by the general economic expansion. So I've tried to find out how that can be done, and it cannot be done. That's the whole problem. It just cannot be done. So there's no way to unwind it. As soon as they stop increasing the money supply, everything is going to come crashing to the ground in flames.
All right. Well, there was you know, talk about that Bernanke hadn't. Now, I don't buy this story. I just read it on a blog I was surfing. I don't buy this story and don't put much emphasis in it. But that Ben apparently had an epiphany or realized that all this stimulus, all this money printing wasn't working, and all these other countries were doing just that, printing and devaluing their currency. And, oh, I could have had a V8. Maybe the way is to have a strong dollar and actually not unwind the QE, but just not continue with the bond buying. In other words, keep the bonds on the balance sheets that you have and let them unwind naturally over years, but stop the new bond buying. Now, what do you think happens if he does that?
Well, what happens if they repeal the law of gravity? Well, you know, I just don't know, Dan. It's kind of hard to tell. How do you do such a thing? There's no such thing as a gradual unwinding of debt. No debt has ever actually been paid off since they started this crap in 1927. Actually started cranking up real good in 1933, and the debt has gone up continuously since 1933. If there was a way to unwind this thing, we would have done it by now.
So you're saying since 1933, they've never actually retired debt. They just continually rolled it over and rolled it out.
And increased it, yes, because if you borrow $100, you got to pay back $100 plus interest.
Right.
And if interest is running 5%, you got to pay back $105. Where's the 5 coming from? Well, they got to create that too. And so that's why debt has it's always been increasing since 1933. I mean, it cannot be done. And that's why Keynesian economics is the biggest fraud ever perpetuated on people in this world.
Okay. I think what people also need to realize is that it's a double-edged sword. That multiplier effect, or whatever you want to call it, is good during expansion when the economy is expanding.
Right.
But when it contracts, it does just the opposite. It's just like the law of compounding with returns. It can go down as fast as it can go up, and then it's harder to make it back. Once you start reversing, it spirals out of control, and you can't. It's very, very difficult to stop. That's what happened in the Great Depression. That's why you had to burn out and start over. And see, that's why I think that's what most people are missing. When I see all these talking heads on TV talking philosophically about unwinding, about how Bernanke would unwind, I just don't get it. And that's really why I kind of drew you out there. I wanted you to explain that to our listeners, because that's a very salient point. There is no way to unwind it without causing a severe recession, if not depression.
Oh, it would be far beyond a depression. It would collapse the world economy to zero. You just cannot do that kind of thing. I'm glad you brought up that multiplier effect, because the multiplier effect does work both ways. Just like you said, when the economy is expanding, you create a dollar's worth of debt. It does create $4 or $5 worth of economic growth. But when you take away $1 of debt, it drops economic growth by $4 or $5 right there. So it's a two-edged sword indeed. It's a very good analogy, Dan. I'm very proud of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get my Junior Ranger badge. I want to get mine before Kofall. I'm trying to leapfrog over him, but he's kind of big. He's hard to leapfrog over. When do you think, I mean, I believe the inflation rate is higher than what the CPI and what the government stats say, but I don't quite think it's as high as COFOL believes it to be. But my question to you is, when do you think you really see runaway inflation? How will it accelerate?
Well, that's a good question. I wish I had an answer to that. I just don't know. It's going to continue going up, and then one day someone will say, it's runaway now. I mean, it was 8.5, and that's not runaway inflation, but it goes to 9, and that is. I mean, it just has, everyone has to agree that that is the point. And so it's kind of a social phenomenon. I don't know when it'll be. It should be here. Now. I mean, inflation should be zero. That is the ultimate what they're trying to do. That's what the Federal Reserve was created to do, create sound money. But inflation is
stable dollar.
Zero.
Yeah,
it's not sound dollar. And it's supposed to be 0% inflation, but the government has lied about it. The Boston Commission and Alan Greenspan come up with all those hedonic substitution ways to lie about inflation. I mean, it just goes on and on. So, I agree with those who say that inflation is running a lot higher than 8 and 9 and 10%. Just take a look at when you go to the grocery store, when you go to anywhere. Just because gasoline is temporarily down does not mean inflation has gone away. Everything else is going up. Rents, insurances. I mean, it just goes on and on. Hardly a month goes by, you don't get a bill that's higher than last month.
Well, here's the irony. If you are on the gold standard because you want a stable dollar, do you need the Fed?
What's that?
Do you need, if you're on the gold standard, so remember the Fed is supposedly, its original charter was to create a stable dollar.
Right.
If you're on the gold standard, do you really need the Fed?
Well, yes and no, I suppose. The Fed is created so that banks can do these things. And so, no, we never needed the Fed. The only reason the Federal Reserve created it in the first place so that banks could increase the money supply. You go back and read the old newspapers. It used to be called, they wanted an elastic money supply. That was, they needed to increase the circulating medium was the phrase of choice. And you can't do that under a gold standard. Your money supply is fixed under a gold standard, and so you can't have an increase in the circulating medium. And the only way you can do that is to create money out of thin air. And the only guys you can be trusted to do that has to be some central one spot to do that, and that's why they created the Federal Reserve.
That's
and not only that, but the Federal Reserve was created so that everything would be fine. They wouldn't have to do that kind of thing, and it would prevent, and it was supposed to have supervision of the banks, make sure they didn't collapse and got to have too much irrational exuberance and loan out too much money so the banks go bust. There was a lot of problems with those kind of foolishness. Banks have always been this kind of bunch of scumballs.
Magabo, we've got to go. We're up against a hard break, but you're right. And remember, it was the banks that created the Fed. Go read The Creature from Jekyll Island. Great read. It's about the creation of the Fed. Folks, we will be right back with Shane's Mid-Trip Audio Wipe on the Wall Street Shuffle.